Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, I love my Roomba. My youngest son got us one of those little robot vacuum cleaners. I'm amazed. We think our floors are clean, and then we let, and we've named our Roomba Bertha.
Nice.
And when Bertha is done, it's like, oh my God, that was on our floors and our rugs. You use Siri and Alexa.
I rarely place a phone call without asking Siri to place it for me. And Dan Cook's whole home is wired through, he tells somebody, what do you say, Alexa?
It's Google. So you say, hey, Google.
Hey, Google, turn on the lights, this, do that. I hope I haven't screwed up anybody's lights at home.
I kind of hope we did.
So we use AI in our everyday life, artificial intelligence.
When you use Uber, being able to find the right vehicle for your proposed destination.
Sure.
When you use Google Maps, the route that it selects for you, that's machine learning and artificial intelligence.
And it's great, and we almost can't live without it now.
And yesterday, the reason we're talking about this is because there's an arms race, and there has been for some time when it comes to AI, artificial intelligence. Yesterday, President Trump signed an executive order meant to spur the development and regulation of artificial intelligence, technology that many experts believe, Jor, is going to define the future of everything, from consumer products to healthcare to warfare. And there's concern that maybe the Chinese are a couple of steps ahead of us. Mm-hmm. To get some perspective on this and to talk more about AI, what is it? Why should we care? We're happy to have Dr. Ravi Bapna. He is at the Curtis Carlson Chair in Business Analytics and Information Systems. He's also Associate Dean for Executive Education, and he does a lot of amazing things with data science, machine learning, AI, and business analytics at the Carlson School of Management at the U. Dr. Ravi, thank you for joining us today.
Hello, good afternoon.
Why should listeners care about AI?
Well, you know, other than the fact that the president has announced a big initiative on it, as you all said, it is something that is already embedded in lots of the things we do every day. And if you take a step back, you know, the reason why AI has become prominent in the last couple of years in sort of everyday life and in business is because companies have started to realize that they're sitting on tons and tons of data.
Right.
And I would say there are three types of companies. You know, there are companies that have tons of data and don't even know where to start mining it to find interesting patterns or to find, you know, interesting opportunities to predict things. And that's what AI and machine learning allow you to do. Mm-hmm. So that's category one. Category two are companies that think they are data-driven, but often I find that they actually use data to confirm the beliefs and the hypothesis they already have, rather than to find new beliefs. And then you have sort of the other category of companies, largely the tech companies, the Facebooks and the Ubers and the Airbnbs and the Netflix of the world that actually have AI in every product that they produce, right? So as you said, you know, a Google search result is targeted and personalized for your specific context, your location, your device, and so on and so forth. So I think that's the landscape that's out there. And as you all correctly said, there is a race. And of course, China has really doubled down on building AI-like capabilities, and I think it's good that the U.S. is waking up, in my opinion, actually.
The U.S. is waking up, but no money has been allocated toward the research of this yet. It's an initiative. Hopefully, it'll get a little more teeth and a little more financing behind it. But, Dr. Bapna, for those people listening, you know, we grew up thinking, oh, computers are going to take our jobs. Robots are going to take our jobs. Mm-hmm. And often we see that on assembly lines. So some of that has happened. If you are a young person or somebody young in your career, looking down the nose of this, what should we be doing to learn more about it, to get involved in AI and be part of the future instead of resisting it?
That I want to put out there for everybody to appreciate and understand is that the algorithms are not going to take over your jobs. The algorithms, the people whose jobs are going to take over are the people who don't understand how algorithms work in some senses.
Okay.
Right? So I think it really is up to us to, you know, take our education system right from, you know, I would say high school onwards, into undergrad curriculum, into the grad school, and, you know, into exec ed out here, continuing ed, lifelong learning, to make people aware of the power of algorithms, make people literate in data science, and to sort of teach them these capabilities that are really fundamental. You know, they allow you to find stories in your data. And there is math behind it, there is storytelling behind it, there is actually sort of, you know, some computer science STEM kind of capabilities that you need, but it's not rocket science, and it's exciting. And I feel that, you know, that's the big change that we as a country, I think, really need to sort of put forward. And of course, you said that, yeah, there is not funding associated with the particular initiative, but what we are seeing is that companies are not waiting for that, right? So companies are going out and investing in, even though they may not have the talent right now, they're you know, investing in, you know, training not only the people at the low end who can do this stuff, but people, even executives. So we do a lot of work with companies where, you know, we bring in executives who did not grow up, you know, when they did the MBA 10 years ago, there was no, you know, machine learning course, right?
Right.
Now we have them. But we want to educate them on the art of the possible, right? You know, I mean, you don't want to have a bunch of data scientists sitting in your company doing nothing because the executives don't know what projects to put them on, mm-hmm. right? And I think that's a gap we are filling as a university, but it has to be a broader push across the ecosystem, in my opinion. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Bapna, I'm just curious. I mean, there's so much data out there, so little wisdom. But the companies that are using AI and machine learning
yeah.
to distill that data into wisdom, specifically as it relates to all of us and the digital breadcrumbs we give mm-hmm. off every mm-hmm. day, our search results, our travel patterns.
Everything.
They're logging all of that. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at Shoshana Zuboff's new book, Surveillance Capitalism is what she called it, specifically zeroing in on Google and Facebook and how they're harvesting data and actually using that data and selling that data to companies who want to know what we may do in the future behavior. And there's a lot of money to be made there. Do you think, and I don't mean to ambush you, but you know a lot about this. That's obvious. Just curious, do you think this is going to be a campaign issue in 2020? In terms of data privacy and Americans having some say over what is public, what can be harvested versus, nope, this is my data. I don't want anybody else having access to this.
Yeah, I it's a great question. I do not think it will be a campaign issue. I would love for it to be a campaign issue, but I don't think our political class and our system right now, we are kind of stuck in such a bad equilibrium with other factors that I don't think this will escalate up to become a campaign issue the way it should be. However, the point that you're making is incredibly important. I think right now we have come to the stage where the balance of sort of returns from this data is disproportionately in the favor of the tech companies. And not to the people who technically generate the data, right? However, there are emerging technologies such as blockchain. There are emerging technologies that I think, and there are newer models that, that I sort of, you know, I'm aware of that people are, you know, at the research stage right now thinking about where you can actually, you know, have data exchanges. Like, you know, there should be a value. If my data, if my, you know, trip from my my university to my home is used to sell me, is used by, let's say, Uber to go out and then, you know, create a predictive model for something or sold to another company for...
Then you should be paid.
I should be paid. And,
right.
And technologies such as blockchain, in the newer versions of it, not sort of where it started out, will allow you to attribute that, and there will be data exchanges sitting in the middle that will say that, you know, that's the value that, you know, a user should get for this particular use of that user's data. We, you know, we are not far away from getting to that kind of scenario, but it's not. I don't expect this to be a campaign issue.
Okay.
I mean, I think that's my kind of dismal view of politics right now.
Dr. Ravi Bapna, Carlson Chair in Business Analytics and Information Systems. We thank you so much for your expertise on the show.
Yep. Thank you, Doctor.
Pleasure.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.